Welcome back to The Stall. It's Jenny Lee, and this is...
Cass.
Oh, and we're going to have a great show ahead because this one is all going to focus on the journey that we've had here in The Stall and go back with a little bit of reflection and, I don't know, some great tidbits. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Ooh, come on in.
Let's get down and dirty.
The totally unfiltered, honest...
To my brain.
I love your brain.
Stall talk.
Stall talk.
Y'all ready?
So how's your week been? I know that you hit a huge milestone.
I did.
You have a new job.
I know. Man, she would have thought I'm a 9 to 5 girl. Actually, I'm a 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. girl. I'm working 10 hours a day now.
But you briefly, you just said, this is what I'm doing. I said, don't tell me about it because I wanted you to tell me about it on The Stall. You're working at a vet clinic.
I am.
With animals.
I'm so excited. I feel like I'm finally like following my passion. As you know, I'm a huge, huge, huge animal person. Mm-hmm. So now every day I get to go to work and help take care of animals.
Oh, yeah. So what are you doing there?
Yeah, so I'm a front office coordinator.
Okay.
So I've had from my past job experience doing that. So now I'm in charge of the whole administrative office stuff.
And you had your first day like yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I did a double yesterday. Yesterday I worked that job. And then I also work for a hard seltzer company. Which, it's an organic wine company that I work for. Mm-hmm. And I used to be a brand ambassador for that. And I just got promoted to our Orange County manager. So now I cover all of Orange County and Long Beach. I know.
I'm speechless.
I feel like I'm a whole different girl.
Yeah. You're not going to have time to go to the streets.
Well, that's why I love the wine job because I literally get paid to do what I like to do. I get paid to go to the, well, basically, so like as the ambassador, I would like go to bars and clubs and basically like hand out the drinks and like be like the party with the drinks. And now my job is to speak to like the owners and the managers of like different restaurants and different bars and get the product in there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And so it's two of your most passionate things.
I know.
Animals and going
being
out.
Outside. Yeah, I'm like that little part of me is still there, but now I found a way to make it a job. Now I can still go outside, but it's a career and I'm making good money for it too. So I am loving, loving, loving life. I don't even have time for boys right now, like at all.
Well,
I know.
Well, don't give up the boys entirely because we can't have you lose yourself, but we have a great show ahead.
Well, I'm personally really excited to hear everybody's perspective and growth from in front of the camera, like Ivana, and we have our interns and our producer, Rachel, so I am so excited for everybody to get to meet them.
Yeah, me too. I mean, just sharing all of our inner thoughts and, it's just been a great run, and we're going to continue on. So again, stay tuned. Ivana, what a journey we've had, huh, this past season.
It's been awesome.
And what's the number one thing that you took away from some of your experiences?
Being open to having conversations with people that you don't think that you would align with.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, like what kinds of conversations have you had?
I mean, I guess sometimes I go, I'm excited to meet new people, but then I'm like, don't judge a book by its cover just because of like what they do inside an industry that might not necessarily be related to me. I've actually had more connections and more of a vulnerable connection with that person that I didn't think that I would. Mm-hmm. And that's been with a few different guests.
And that's, I like that.
Like what I've learned is I hopefully... I'm listening more to people, right? And I'm asking a lot more questions. So my friends are even saying, what, are you doing a podcast, right?
Yes. I've actually had a couple of friends say that to me. Am I getting interviewed on a podcast right now? I'm like, I'm just having a conversation. But I think my level of curiosity has definitely broadened. And this lesson of... One, like, don't judge a book by its cover, but not in a judgmental way, but just everyone is basically the same and has a similar struggles. Like, they have different industries and different job titles and whatever that might be, but we all have similar struggles and are all basically the same.
That's a really good lesson. Honestly, now that you said that, that's something that I've never done. So now I'm pretty open to doing that because I feel like, you guys know, my personality is a little out there. So I feel like when I'm with certain people and I'm like, okay, Cass, you're going to be too much, I tend to just like be quiet and reserved and like don't speak because I'm like, if I speak, they're going to judge me. So now I'm kind of like, okay, well, I mean, I feel like that is a good idea to be more open and vulnerable around people that you don't feel. At least for me, I take that more as like people that I don't think are going to accept me.
Yeah.
To like be more open with them. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, I think like over time, as you get older, you maybe subconsciously close yourself off to certain people just based on assumption. And I'm really guilty of that. And I'm like, no, because everyone has something to teach you, no matter what age or background or whatever they do. But it's more just like this subconscious like barrier that I think you put up just out of...
like to protect yourself.
Protection, assumption, thinking that you know when really you don't. And so it's like, wow, okay, it's humbling. Really humbling.
That's a really good lesson.
Yeah.
Like, even when you started, it reminded me that looking back over our season, pain is pain is pain is pain. So if you're having a situation or a bad day or whatever, no matter the circumstances of that, that pain, that those feelings are genuine and real, and they might, like what you've pointed out, be look different on the outside, but underneath it all, right underneath it all, yeah, we're all the same.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned that throughout the episodes. Lots of people that we've interviewed, sometimes I feel like I have nothing in common with them.
Yeah.
And then we start talking and I'm like, wait, you're like that? I'm like that. And we're like completely different, but somehow, in some way, we all have something similar to learn from each other, like you said, which is super interesting.
And that's the thing where it's like, okay, you can't, because I feel like as humans, I think we make assumptions and judgment, whether we like to think we don't. We do, because it's just like based on exterior image, our mind just goes, oh, they're in that box, they're that type of person, but it's not like that. So I've learned that a lot from Stall Talk.
You know, a point of view though on that is I also realize or take into account we should be judgmental in that we judge, like when you look at something, oh, if you look at a flame over the stove, I'm judging, oh, I bet that would hurt if I put my finger in it.
Right.
So I'm judging that, but I judge it that, oh, a flame's not bad, but it might not be good for me at that moment. Mm. That sounds like really convoluted, but I have learned that in my older, wiser age. And again, from listening to all these women, bonding us women.
Yeah.
Hasn't the stall been great?
It's been fun.
And we have had those discussions like when we all go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been surprised of, because I can tell you've had a really good time.
Yeah.
Are you surprised by that? How good of a time it is?
I don't think I knew what to expect. I just was like offered this opportunity to do this with you ladies, and I had no idea where it was going to take me or who I was going to meet, so I'm pleasantly surprised every single time. I'm like, it could be like this or it could be like this, but it's kind of exceeded my expectations every episode that I've been on.
And what have your friends or your loved ones said about your position here on the Stall Talk babe crew?
I think with everything that's happened to me in LA, they're just like, okay, another insane, unexpected opportunity out here in LA for you. I don't think they're shocked. They're like, but of course, Ivana, you end up in a situation like this. And I'm like, I don't really know what to say myself, but here I am. So,
Cass, haven't you had a great time?
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun. Honestly, I feel like it's been a lot of self-discovery. And for me, it's turning into like this video diary of like growth and change, because I feel like when we go back to like the first few episodes, I am nothing like that anymore at all. Like I'm in such a place right now, I'm gonna curse a little, but I don't give a fuck about boys and partying and drinking anymore, like at all. Which I know, what a difference a year makes. Like, all I care about right now is health, wellness, and my career.
Oh, wow.
My dogs and my family, and like, that's it.
She's evolved.
Like, I know. And I'm just like, whoa, it's going to be so fun. Like, oh, even now, just like going back and like watching those and I'd be like, oh my gosh, who is she? Like back then, all I cared about was like going out, drinking, getting fucked up. I was overweight. I was unhealthy. And now I'm just like, it's been like a complete like 180 and a whole different mindset change.
But you look, you look like you're beaming and glowing.
Thank you. It definitely shows. Aww. You've become like such a, but at the same time, don't ever lose the cast that we also love. Because thanks. I've seen you going down this road and I think, wait a second, don't go down that road too far.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, into that perfection
yes.
thing or doesn't whatever, exist. Because you are such a great inspiration to, I know myself and everybody else, thanks. But your enthusiasm and your youth, you've helped me also to just open up about myself and be more real. You know, yeah. I'm not as real as Cass is.
I appreciate the realness, the whole Gen Z perspective, because like, if I'm honest, before I like met you and Skylight, was like, the hell's this Gen Z? Like what? Like,
What's this mental health stuff?
You know, like, what? No, it's more just like understanding this Gen Z. I mean, like you grew up with social media, right? Like I'm the millennial. I didn't have it and then I had it. So it's like, how are they navigating life with, you know, the social media world, firstly, but also American Gen Z compared to Australian Gen Z. It's like, yeah, you've opened up my world of just like, okay, like good. No, in terms of like being like self-expressed and just saying what's on your mind, I'm like, kudos to you. Because I wouldn't have been able to have the courage to be that vocal when I was your age.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we love that we've had you as our millennial girl. So I needed somebody that approached my age a little bit further down the line.
She's that middle ground.
She's. So gosh.
It's all been right. fun.
It's been a blast. Mm. And now we're going to get ready we're going to do it all again in just a little bit.
Yes.
Are you going to do something really wonderful this summer?
I am. Okay. So I'm going to Ibiza for a retreat.
Fun. Where's that?
In Spain.
Okay. Oh, Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Okay,
yes.
You said it. You probably said it the proper way than the way I thought of it in my head.
Yeah. So I'm doing 7 days in Ibiza. I'm doing a wellness retreat, and I then am going home to see my family. But I'm surprising them. So yeah.
Oh, I remember we recently talked about this too. So hopefully they haven't watched the episode.
Hopefully they haven't. Yeah, I specifically didn't send the last episode to my mom. So
somehow my dad always finds them. He always finds them.
Who, your dad?
Really? Yeah, he would go back and be like, really? That's what you did last week? And I'm like, well, I'm not hiding anything.
Here I am. So yeah, I'm super excited to go and see my family. It will be winter when I go back. So mm-hmm. it's weird because obviously we're going into the summer here. So I haven't seen them since November 23. So it'll be really cool to.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm a completely different person. So it's going to be interesting with how they receive me.
So you said that you're going home, but you're going to be a different person.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
LA has humbled me.
How so?
I've really had to see what it takes to have like the grit and the strength to withstand what this city is about and how to navigate through it. It's really tested my character into like, what do I really want? As opposed to like what I wanted when I first came here. And it's like, okay, what do I really want? And what's really important to me, because the sacrifice that I've made coming out here, like leaving my family, with my health, with, you know, a few different things, it's like getting super clear now on like my purpose and why I'll stay out here, you know, because like I've sacrificed so much. I guess going back, it's like it's humbled me in a sense where I don't have this kind of star in my eye, so to speak, coming out to LA, because I see it for what it is now. And I guess I appreciate what I had back home a lot more.
But do you also appreciate what you have here?
I do. I'm like beyond grateful at what I've been able to create in such a short period of time. And so in terms of feeling humbled, it's like I feel like I'm only just getting started, because it's like broken me down in a sense where it's like, okay, you want to be out in this city? Okay, this is what it's going to take. Like, and you're no better than anyone else, and no one else is better than you, and you can make anything happen if you really, you know, believe in yourself. And then going back home, it's almost like, wow, all right, you're able to make it this far on your own in a city like that. Now I can kind of just like be at home and just be me. I don't have to like walk around and be like almost like a defense or like protecting myself, or you know what I mean, like out here it's LA, so I can kind of just go home and just kind of like rest a little and just feel supported by my family.
And that's what home though is all about. I know that's what you get, mm-hmm. Cass, that's what I get too, is I think we're all going to be during the summer seeing our family and stuff.
I find what you said so interesting because I feel like I have the exact opposite experience when I go home. Mm-hmm. Like you said how like when you go home that's like your safe place and like where you get to be yourself, and I feel the opposite. I feel more fully myself being in LA and mm-hmm. being my personality type out here in this city mm-hmm. than I do in my little tiny conservative hometown in Santa Barbara County. Like I do not feel like I can speak or be the way that I am here in LA than I can in my hometown. And also a part of me is like I've came out to LA and I'm doing it, that I can't go to Walmart looking busted when I'm in my hometown, because I'm like they see me on Instagram and like on social media doing all this, so I can't have when like that boy from high school that I had a crush on is checking me out in aisle 4 at Walmart having him see me look crusty, like I thought you were out there in LA doing something. So like when I'm home I'm like no, I am on it. I try to be that girl even when I'm back home because I don't want nobody from my hometown seeing me slip up.
But hang on, you're like the celebrities, you like you look good on camera and then you're out in the mall looking homeless. Like,
well, here in LA, I'll do that here all day. I'll go to the Grove in sweatpants and a hoodie. I don't care.
Right.
But in my hometown with the people that I grew up with and went to high school.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I mean, behind closed doors with my family. Sure. Mm-hmm. I get it because if I was to go out in my hometown, I would obviously not dress how I would dress going down to like Whole Foods because I don't know anybody. But I'm talking about being behind closed doors with my family. I can kind of just like, you know, chill, rest, relax. But mm-hmm. I'm the same. If I go out into like close by, you know, shopping mall, I am definitely not going to be dressing how I'm dressing out here in LA when I'm doing that.
Love that.
Well, gosh, it's been fabulous, huh? What fun. And we're going to have a lot more fun ahead.
We definitely are.
Have fun at home.
I will. Happy summer, guys.
Yeah.
So now we have one of our fabulous interns, Miss Olivia.
Hello, hello.
I'm so excited for the Stall Talk babes to get to meet you. I'm so much love for you.
Oh my gosh, it was so lovely meeting you and just...
Was it what you expected, your journey with us?
Oh my gosh, I was so pleasantly surprised. I feel like in my film career, I've seen a lot of men in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this just opened my eyes to what's possible out there. That like there are powerful women and there's spaces that are open like this that I can really be myself in. So that genuinely has been such a great eye-opening experience.
Do you have any advice for other girls who are currently in your position?
There's definitely going to be a lot of obstacles, especially with the people around you. I know imposter syndrome mm-hmm. is a huge thing.
Wait, what does that mean?
Imposter syndrome?
Yeah, I don't know.
For me personally, I'll be with my peers in my classes and just even outside of class, and I always feel like I'm not as good as the people around me, like I'm not good enough, and you just feel like you're out of place a little bit. Mm-hmm. But everybody honestly experiences it, even if you're idolizing someone else, like they trust me, they're going through the same thoughts and feelings, but you genuinely just have to push through.
I think that's so interesting because I had the same experience because I did broadcast journalism. You're doing film, so I feel like they're kind very of similar, yeah. Lots of camera stuff. And I always felt the same in my classes too. Like I always felt like I was like the dumbest person in the room. Always. But then I have to like remind myself, like, you got into the same school, you got into the same exactly. classes, just as everybody else. So it's like, it's this whole like mental game with yourself.
Especially. And I love expressing myself through my outfits and makeup, especially. Very cute. Love beauty gurus, all that. But especially in the film world, I feel like that's my style isn't looked highly upon professionally, especially in my student classes. So sometimes I call it mainstream. So I feel like I also have to prove myself mm-hmm. just because of how I appear to
how
others.
Does everybody else dress?
It's very like indie, artsy. Okay. And so if it's not, if you do dress more mainstream, to like social media, it gives the impression that you're not fully artistically at that same level.
Oh my gosh. So here we go back to judgment, right? Of what you're supposed to look like on the outside. But I was so impressed with you because when you even first showed up, you have this amazing camera and lenses and everything else. So I thought of you, that you had a smile on your face, but you were in there and I went, oh my gosh.
You got to fake it till you make it.
Oh my gosh, that's what I used to say on the early seasons of the show.
Wait, stop, I love it.
We always say that, fake it till you make it, right? But yeah, but we've all made it because here we are in Stall Talk.
Exactly, and well, it's beautiful.
And so what does your family and your friends, your loved ones think about you with what you're doing?
Oh my gosh, they are so proud. I love it. I have like a little frame from like a past event that I went to in my house that my parents keep up, and it's just like, I'm a middle child, so I feel like I've always had middle child syndrome, but now that I'm out here doing what I love, it's like really nice to get that like validation from them. And they also know nothing about the entertainment world, film, so this is all like new, and they're very trusting in me to, you know, do my thing out here, so it's really nice to also just have that belief and trust.
I'm glad you have such supportive parents.
Especially
like choosing to do this type of industry. I feel like a lot of parents like want their kids to play it more safe and be like, why don't you do more of a career like this? And I think it's so awesome that they're letting you follow your dreams.
Yes, I'm so thankful. There's a lot of friends that I have that are in like bio majors, and they tell me that they go to my school, Chapman, just because there's a good film industry or film school there, and their parents won't let them major, but they just kind of sneak their way in on sets to kind of like still do what they love, but be able to go and do college.
And what do your siblings think?
Oh my gosh, they don't even understand the things that I do.
Are you the cool sibling, the cool cousin?
I hate to, high key. I'm the same. I always FaceTime them every now and then, and they're just, I love them so much.
So, and real quick then, what's your future look like?
My future, I honestly don't know. I'm only a sophomore. Okay. So I feel like there's...
Yeah. Wow, I thought you were like a senior.
Oh my gosh, no.
Well, you carry yourself very well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you have to come back. So come back. And of course, there's going to be a party at Aunt Jenny Lee's house too for all the Stall Talk babes.
See the goats again.
Thank you, Olivia. Thank you for all of the work that you've done and your energy and everything else. We've loved having you on Stall Talk.
I've loved and appreciated every moment. Like, you guys are so, I love.
Oh, and quick little shout out. She is my sorority sister. G Fi Till We Die. So we're always connected.
So now we have the infamous Miss Rachel, who is our producer, our director. She edits. She's our head stall babe cheerleader, kumbaya leader. And I insisted that she be in the hot seat today. How has this experience been for you?
This experience has been incredible. I mean, myself, my dream has always been to, I think, be a part of such a collaborative team and to eventually lead one. So I'm very grateful to Larry for trusting me in that position. And I think working with women, I mean, you too. It's so funny. I mean, I'm a big sitcom fan. I love, you know, the oldies and the goodies and still the ones that are on today. So
come and knock on my door.
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. And I've been waiting for you. So yeah, it's been a match
made.
Here.
Yes. And so I knew Jenny Lee from the show. And I think that one development meeting could lead to Stall Talk is amazing. Yeah. And I've learned so much about, I think, each of you and also just our audience as well and women today. So whether they're a bit older or younger, and we're all just trying to figure out how to navigate life together. That's what the show is all about.
Can you guys go back to over a year ago, like when you were casting and you were coming up with this idea from what you thought the show was going to be then to where we are now?
Ooh, very good question. The journalism back coming in. So I think, you know, speaking with Jenny Lee and Larry, the whole idea was why women go to the bathroom together. Mm-hmm. It's the honest conversations. And a lot of podcasts out there, I think, when it comes to Gen Z, is a lot of that kind of coach mindset. A lot of Gen Zers, millennials, telling people how to live their life, how to do it right. I think when it came to casting and pairing somebody with Jenny Lee, for a Gen Z host, it came from not someone necessarily telling us what to do and how to live their life. castings, throughout, you know, posting on different sites and meeting different people and interviews and all that fun stuff. When we actually met you, Cass.
Oh.
This is a fun story, actually. I don't think you've shared before.
I'm very different now.
I think you were somebody that was just able to be yourself and so raw. I mean, to kind of give some background, a little bit of a story. When it came to casting and going through all the submissions and the tapes, I was with some of our interns and I said, you know what? We're going to do this a little bit untraditional. We're going to go to a coffee shop and do our callbacks. And so we could see how people could react around, whether it's people listening, eavesdropping, to see how they would react to the Gen Z voice.
Oh.
So for different people, we had different people from restaurants or cafes walking in, walking out. Some were quick. They were like, oh, I don't want to listen to this. But for Cass, when she came in, she was so excited, gave us a hug, and she's like, this is a great opportunity. And she just started spilling her beans. It was basically about how she's going through life, and this is so complicated, nothing feels right, I don't have it figured out. And I was like, that's what we needed. And then I will say, to compliment that, there was this little old lady, and she was so sweet. She came up with her coffee, and she heard Cass talking about not dating dudes with a headboard was totally out of her... league, and you can speak to that. No bed frame, right? And she comes over with her coffee and she sits down right near her and she's eavesdropping the whole time. And her friends walk over and she goes, come over here, come over here, come over here. And she got all her friends to listen to what Cass had to say. And they stayed there the whole time. And that was about an hour and a half. And that's how you knew. Wow. I feel like when it came to finding somebody to compliment your voice, someone didn't have it all figured out. Because that's what we can all relate to, and we just figured out together.
You know, and I never noticed that.
I knew that story verbatim. So when you were walking in the door, and Rachel told me about why you were walking in the door, as Rachel said, you know, this is what happened and everything else. And I think that myself, because of my age, that I'm perhaps a voice of reason in a negative way because I need to be more open and real and all that. And you are so real. Mm. So I think that that's really the compliment. And so you say that you've changed, hopefully, and I've seen your change. And I think as an old goat, it's harder. It's harder to change. But I hope that I've also changed with both of you. I've changed as well. And are you still as excited as ever or more excited?
I am. And I feel like this has opened up just a whole range of everything I kind of wanted to do when it came to just entertainment, but also just work with people that I'm just passionate to come and see every day. Mm-hmm. But I will say for Jenny Lee, I'm curious to ask you this. While I'm in the hot seat,
I have a question for you. Go ahead, girlfriend.
So I think for you, your whole career, you've been on TV. I mean, you've been kind of told by directors and producers who to be, what character to play. Mm-hmm. What is it like being yourself on Stall Talk?
That's a great question.
Not playing yourself, but actually just like being yourself.
In all honesty, I still don't think I am truly my whole self on Stall Talk yet.
That is so honest and so real for you to say.
So, because one of my girlfriends, she called me up and said, she even said, you should have the questions like in advance longer. And I knew, oh my gosh, that's the exact opposite of what Rachel's been schooling me to do. And she goes, because you're not being real. Hmm. And I thought, well... So no, for me, but from that good girl syndrome is I'm just getting a little bit more real, but I have a long way to go before I'm real. But anyway, that's the joy.
We're so opposite of that. You guys are going from like good girl to like breaking the rules a little. Trying to grow up and mature. We're like, it's like maybe we'll meet somewhere here.
But that's what's so much fun because that is a generational issue. Mm. Every generation, even talking to Ivana, the millennials, they have different generational opinions and judgments and all that. And yet, if we get through it, just like what, Ivana was saying, is that, you know, if we were all in the bathroom stall, we would be real. I am real if it's really in the bathroom stall. So, which is what the show's supposed to all be about. So, I don't know. Maybe we are going to have that toilet flush thing going or something in the future so I get more real. But I'm getting there.
We're all getting there.
And thanks to you, being our number one, again, cheerleader and I will also say I'm so very proud of you. I knew that even when I first started working with you, Larry and I have a relationship that goes back many years, and he and I being of the same generation, we could be really honest with each other and all that. And he has spoken about you for many years, and he just thinks the world of you and is, wow. I did tell Larry in the very beginning, I said, eventually, if you don't keep her working for you, I'm gonna get Rachel and she's gonna be working.
Say that.
I said that, so be wow. careful. So yeah.
But, you might be mucking stalls.
Hey, I told her I wanna have a farm and a garden one day, so. Thank you. I mean, that's a huge compliment.
Well, you guys are all, you're coming back. You're coming to my house too in August, yes. All the girls. And so maybe I have to get a bunch more stall rakes so everybody mm-hmm. can be mucking stalls, huh? Mm-hmm. Mucking stalls and singing a tune.
Well, mm-hmm. I just want to say, I feel very lucky to have you as my boss and one of my best friends.
Oh.
Thank you both.
I've seen a lot of growth and change that we could talk about off camera, and then one day we'll bring it on here.
Yeah, because she has that good girl syndrome mm-hmm. too. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. So thank you. Thank you for helping us all. Thank you for making us all better. I know that I always tell Rachel that we always talk all week long and after the show, and I say, give it to me. How can I be better? How can mm-hmm. I? And she's always, and she goes, well, I don't want to overwhelm you. And I said, no, I need it. I need to be more like Cass.
Well, that's a lot about you too.
I think you just
grow and make change and do better because we're all just doing what we can to do our best.
Yeah, and you just being you makes the show shine. You as well. Ivana, Skylar, same thing. So well, grateful for all of you and it's team effort.
Grateful for all our listeners, everybody listening and watching. And come back because it's all about the stall and being Stall Talk Babes together with our audience. So love you. And Skylar couldn't be with us. She's a little bit under the weather, but we wish her well. Well, that was fun being in the hot seat with all the girls and learning everything that we did, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited. Keep up with us on social media because we'll be sharing our little vacations on there. But we're not totally gone. Stay tuned for us back after summer.
Yeah.